Zok the Heilige Mishnah weiter Masechtes Tumura, Perik Beis, Mishnah Aleph. So we learned in Perik Aleph, at the end of Perik Aleph, that Tumura is only for Karbonis Yachid, not for Karbonis Sibur. Now the Mishnah is going to give us several differences between Karbonis Yachid and Karbonis Sibur, between the Karbonis of an individual as opposed to a carbon that the Tzibur brings together. Yesh b'karbonis ha-yachid, masha'ein b'karbonis ha-tzibur, starts our Mishnah. There are certain halachais that are negeya only to personal karbonis, and they don't apply to karbonis tzibur. V'yesh b'karbonis ha-tzibur, masha'ein b'karbonis ha-yachid. And you have the other way around, certain halachais that are negeya only to karbonis ha-tzibur. Zak de Mishnah, here are three things that are only for karbonis ha-yachid. First, Shekarbonis Hayachid Isim Tumura, like we just learned. My private carbon can give Kedosha to another animal through Tumura. Vekarbonis Hatzibur Einam Isim Tumura, but a carbon Tzibur can't. You have a carbon that's a carbon Tzibur, let's say like the Tomichel Shachar, which is a carbon oila. You can't line up a Chulin animal, say, I want the Kedosha from that to go on to this. It doesn't work. There's no Tumura by Karbonis Tzibur. Second, Halacha, that only a carbon Yachid has. Karbonis ha-yachid nehagim b'zecharim u'bin ha-kevais. Personal karbonis can come from both male or female animals. Now, not every personal carbon can be both. For example, if I was over in Aveir and I have to bring a chatas, I was over in Aveir b'shaygig, it has to be an akeva carbon. If I'm, for example, donating an oila, it has to be a zachar. A shlamim can be either a zachar or an akeva. But at least by karbonis ha-yachid, sometimes it's a zachar, sometimes it's an akeva, sometimes it could be both. But the karbonis sibur ein hagen ela bischarim. There's no such a thing as a carbon sibur, which is an akeva. The third halacha is karbonis ha-yachid chayav b'achri yasa, ubi achrayis niskeim. The Batanura explains as follows. Some of the karbonis yachid have a designated time. You have to bring it by a certain time. But even if the time passes, you're still mechuyev to be makrovit. For example, when a woman has a baby, she has to bring a carbon oila. A mitzayra, when he goes through his process of tahara, he has to bring karbonis. It's supposed to be on the eighth day. But if the time passes, he still has to bring it. He was supposed to bring it at a certain time. But that doesn't mean if the time passes, you don't bring it anymore. And the nesachim, the wine and the mincha that comes along with the karbonis, have to be brought as well. But that's not the case by karbonis sibur. By karbonis sibur, once the Zman passes, it's too late. Over Zmanoi, bottle Karbonoi. As the Mishnah explains, when it comes to Karbonis Hatzibur, in Chayav Loi Bachriyasa, once the time passes, you're never Mechuyev to bring it. You have only one chance to bring it at the right time. And the same is true for the Nesachim that come along with the Karbonis. You didn't bring the Karbon Tzibur in its right time. You don't bring the Nesachim afterwards. There's no such a thing like bringing the carbon musa for Shabbos the next day. If you missed it, you missed it. But chayavim ba'achrayis niskein mishakarav hazevach. Even in the case of a carbon tzibur, once you were makriv the carbon, let's say you were makriv the musaf at the right time, on Shabbos, on Rosh Chodesh, then the tzibur has to bring the nesachim even later, even many days later. That's learned from the pasuk, like the Batanura points out. Zok the Mishnah v'ayter yesh b'karbonis ha-tzibur, masha'ein b'karbonis ha-yachid. On the other hand, there are halachas that only a carbon tzibur has, that a carbon yachid doesn't. Shekarbonis ha-tzibur doichenes ha-shabbos v'satoma. By a carbon tzibur, you can sometimes have that it's doicha, it pushes away, it overrides. Shabbos, there are karbonis tzibur that are brought on Shabbos, like the Tomet Shel Shachar, the Tomet Shel Beinu Abayim, the carbon musav on Shabbos. V'es ha-tumah, as well as the halachis of tumah. And that would be if roiv of the kehanim are tummy, then you could be makriv a carbon tzibur, and a kohen whose tummy could be makriv it. Rabbi Meir has a problem with this. Rabbi Meir says, sometimes a carbon is doicha Shabbos, you can shecht even on Shabbos, normally you're not allowed to shecht on Shabbos or burn it on the Mizbeach, and sometimes you can bring it betumah, but is this what it depends on, whether it's a carbon yachid or a carbon tzibur? Amar Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir said, but like chavite kain gadol. Let's take a look at the chavite kain gadol. What's chavite kain gadol? So we've learned about this. This is a special mincha. Who brings it? The kain gadol. When? Every day. half in the morning and half in the evening, as well as, says the Meir, par shel Yom HaKippurim, the par of the bull that's brought on Yom Kippur by the Kohen Gadol for himself. It's a kapara for himself and the other Kohanim. Karban Yachid, these are examples of a Karban Yachid. It's not a Karban Tzibur. And despite that, v'doichen es haShabbos. It's still doich haShabbos. The Kohen Gadol is makriv his mincha on Shabbos. If Yom Kippur is on Shabbos, the Kohen is makriv his par. That's learned from the Pasuk, says the Batanura, Minchas Tamid. We compare the Mincha, the Kohen Gadol, to the Karban Tamid, just like the Karban Tamid is Daicha Shabbos and Toma. The Tamid Shal Shacha is brought every single day, including Shabbos, in the morning and in the afternoon. And if Rav of the Kehanim are Tamid, it's brought. We know that because by the Karban Tamid it says Bimayadi, in its proper time, even on Shabbos, even Bitoma. And it says that the Kohen's Mincha is like the Tamid, Minchas Tamid. So just like the Karban Tamid is Daicha Shabbos and Tumah, so is the personal Mincha of the Kohen Gadol, as well as the Par Yom HaKippurim. So again, Frek Rav Meir, Amar Rav Meir, V'lechavite Kohen Gadol, the Mincha that the Kohen Gadol brings, Upar Shal Yom HaKippurim and the Par on Yom Kippur, for his own personal Kapara and of the Kohanim, they are considered a Karban Yachid. And despite that we see the Daichen as a Shabbos, it's Daicha Shabbos v'es Tumah as well as Tumah. Ela, rather, there must be a different criteria. What makes a carbon, the type of carbon that could be Daicha Shabbos and Tumah? It doesn't have to do whether it's Tzibur or Yachid, ela rather Shezmanon Kavua. The main thing is, does it have a set, fixed time? If the carbon has to be brought on a set, fixed day, then it's Daicha Shabbos and Tumah on that day, even if it's a personal carbon, says Rabbi Meir. The Par Yom HaKippurim can only be brought on Yom Kippur. You can't bring it the day after Yom Kippur. And the Chavite Kohen Gadol has to be brought every single day. Can't do today's tomorrow. If you didn't do it today, there's no Tashlumim. You can't make it up. You can't bring two tomorrow. And that's the reason, says Rabbi Meir, and the Batanura tells us that the Halacha is like Rabbi Meir. That's the reason that it's Daicha both Shabbos and Tumah. So, chazing over our Mishnah, three things that Karbanes HaYachid have that Karbanes HaTzibur don't. Karbanes HaYachid can make another animal kaddish through tmura. They are noeg sometimes by scharim, sometimes by nekeva. Sometimes you have the option of both, either one. By karbanas hayachid, even if they have a set time, but if the time passes, you still have to bring it with it and its nesachim. Karbanas hatzibur have a set time, but here we say over yomai batal karbanai. If you didn't bring the musaf on Shabbos, it's too late. Not the karban and not its nesachim. But if you did bring the Musav on Shabbos, for example, then you'd have to bring the Nesachim even a long time afterwards, even many days afterwards. Afilu mikam v'asari yamim, says the Batanur. That's learned from the Pasuk of Minchasim and Eskayim Lapari. The Gemara dashes from there that the Nesachim can be brought even at night, even the next day, as long as the carbon was brought on time. If you didn't have the mincha or the wine then, you can bring it afterwards. We've already discussed this. This may be Nugei LaHalacha. When you say Shema, L'chatchil, you're supposed to have your tefillin on. You shouldn't be Meid Eidus Sheker Bi'atzma. You're saying, U'ksharetim L'ois Al Yedecha V'yilitay Tafes Bein Einecha. And you're not wearing tefillin? So unless it's Shabbos, you're supposed to have your tefillin on. It's like you're testifying falsely against yourself. You're saying one thing, you're doing something else. The Gemara also says that saying Shema without tefillin is like being makriv karbanos without nesachim. So there are those who point out, wait a second. But it's possible to bring the karban now and the nesachim even many days later, if you had no choice. So because the Gemara makes the comparison to a karban without nesachim, so therefore we learn that if you have to, let's say it's coming close to the Zman Kriya Shema, say Shema, even if you only have tefillin later. What do Karbanas Sibur have that Karbanas Yachid don't? So the Tanakhama says, well, it's Doicha Shabbos and Tumah. Rav Meir says, but I'll give you two examples of a Karban Yachid that's also Doicha Shabbos and Tumah. The Chavite Kohen Gadol, the special mincha that the Kohen Gadol brings every day, half in the morning and half in the evening, and the Par of Yom Kippur that's brought by the Kohen Gadol for a kapara for himself and his fellow Kohanim. That's also a Karban Yachid. So the geder, says Rav Meir, is not whether it's a carbon yachid or carbon tzibur. Rather, if it has a set time that it has to be brought on that day, then it's doicha Shabbos and tumah. The Batanu told us that the halacha is like Rabbi Meir.